So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Ein Poiskin Ala Peiros. One may not prepay for produce for later delivery because the seller agrees to deliver the same amount of wheat even if the price will have increased by the time of delivery, and the buyer receives this gain for his prepayment, which is ribis. There are two exceptions, however, when psika is permitted. Yotza hashar mutter. If at the time of payment the market price was already firmly established, one may prepay at the current market price, because av pishein lazeh, yesh lazeh. The meicher has the ability to use lekeach's money and buy wheat on the open market and provide it to the buyer. Or even if there was no market price, yesh le mutter. If at the time of payment the seller has the produce in his possession, one may prepay at any price because, as Rashi explains, we consider it that lekeach immediately owns the produce before the price increased. As the Mishnah elaborates, one may make a psika on grain if the seller already cut his grain, even though the others did not cut their grain and there was no shahr, and v'ala avit shal anavim on wine if the seller had prepared grapes in the vat ready to be pressed, v'ala matan shal zeisim on oil if the seller had prepared olives in the vat ready to be pressed, v'ala beitzim shal yetzer on pottery if the seller had prepared clay ready to be formed, v'ala sid mishashakai b'kipshin on lime if the seller had prepared wood and stones in a furnace ready to be burned. The Gemara cites a machlekes as to what extent must the product be completed in order to be considered yeshlei for which a psika is permitted. Rav says, Mechusah shtayim paisik shalish ein paisik. If only two tasks remain for the product's completion, even if the tasks cannot be done by a person, it is considered yeshlei and therefore one may make a psika. But if three or more tasks remain, it is considered einloi, and therefore one may not make a psika. Shmuel disagrees and says, "Bidei adam afila mei paisik." It does not depend on the number of tasks, but rather if the task can be done by a person, then even if 100 tasks remained, it is still considered yeshloi, because biyadu lahashlam, the seller has the ability to complete the product. However, bidei shemayim afila achas ein paisik. If the task cannot be done by a person, then even if only one task remained, it is considered ein loy, because ein b'yadu lahashlam. The seller does not have the ability to complete the product. The Mishnah continues, U'paisik imay ala zevel kol yimay sashana. The Tanakhama says one may make a psika on fertilizer all year long, as the Gemara explains, bein b'may sachama, bein b'may sagshamim, during both the summer and winter months, even though the seller does not have any in his possession, because af pishein lazeh, yesh lazeh, fertilizer is always available and the seller had the ability to buy it from others. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, in poiskin ala zevel, elim ken hois loy zevel ba'ashpa. One may not make a psika on fertilizer unless the seller actually has some in his garbage pile. V'chacham matir. As the Gemara explains, the chacham hold it depends. B'maisachama poiskin. During the summer months, one may make a psika on fertilizer because, as Rashi explains, shakol yesh len zevel. Most people have fertilizer that was processed during the winter and it is easy to be gotten. However, b'maisag shamim ein poiskin. During the winter months, one may not make a psika on fertilizer because the most people do not have fertilizer and it's not easy to be gotten. Mishnah continues, U'paisik imay b'shar ha-gavaya. If one makes a psika now for a later delivery, the buyer must stipulate that if the price decreases at the time of delivery, the sale should be as per the low price. If he did not so stipulate, he must accept the produce for the high price at the time of the psika and he may not retract from the sale. Yehuda disagrees and says, "Ava pisha le pasik imay b'shar ha-gavaya, yecholaymer tenli kazeh oy tenli esma'isai." Even if the buyer did not so stipulate and the price decreased, he may tell the seller, "Give me the produce for the lower price, or I will retract from the sale." And he's permitted to do so because, as Rashi explains, "Shari le mashach." The buyer did not make a kinyan on the produce, and even though generally one who pays for an item and then retracts is liable for a mishapara. However, in this situation, there is no mishapara because hayol v'nasim me'osav amnas lekabel la'achar zman v'stam daitei de'inish isra zoyla pasik. The payment was for a later delivery when the price is subject to change, and the buyer's intentions were only for the cheapest price. Zok the Mishnah, malva odem esarisa v'chitin v'chitin lezera avolei lechol. A person may lend his sharecropper's wheat to be paid back in wheat, only if the wheat was to be planted, but he may not do so if the wheat was to be consumed, because the Rabbanan prohibited one from lending sa b'sa produce to be paid back in the same amount of produce out of concern that if the price increases, the lender benefits through his loan. The Gemara cites a braisa that makes a distinction regarding chita and lazara. He may lend the wheat only before the aris began to work, but he may not lend the wheat after the aris began to work. And the Gemara explains, Ba'asra ditana didan arisa yov bizra. The Mishnah refers to an area where the local custom is that the sharecropper supplies the wheat for planting, and therefore bein yarud or bein lo yarud, chitin lazera mutter. Regardless of whether the loan was before or after the aris began to work, it is permitted because kamadol yov bizra matzim asalikli. The owner could remove the aris from the field at any time because he did not supply wheat. When the owner loans the wheat, it's considered a new agreement that the aris will work for a lesser amount, and the owner received the gain of expensive wheat, and therefore the gain was not ribbis. However, ba'astrid the tana bra mari arayov bizra. The braisa refers to an area where the local custom was that the owner supplies the wheat for planting, and therefore ilo yara de matzi mesalikle mutter. Only if the loan was before the aris began to work, and the owner can still remove the aris from the field, do we say ki kanachas labatzim ahachi kanachas. It's a new agreement that the aris will work for a lesser amount. However, iyara delay matzim mesalikle aser. If the loan was after the aris began to work, and the owner cannot remove the aris from the field, this is forbidden because the aris cannot be compelled to accept a lesser amount, and therefore the owner's gain is only for the loan, which is ribis. The Mishnah concludes, Shahayu Rabbi Gamliel, Malves aris of chitin b'chitin lazara. Rabbi Gamliel would lend his sharecroppers wheat for planting as follows. B'yaker v'huzlu e'bezoil v'hukru, noit lehem mehen kishar hazoil. Regardless of whether the price later decreased or increased, he always accepted the wheat for the cheaper price, because he was more stringent with himself than with others. However, he does agree l'halacha that one may accept the wheat even for the more expensive price, because kiko nachas labatsa mahachi kanachas.